Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. This is the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. So on Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
My life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and now I'm living my best life right here in France. Cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe, more than 1,500 French cheeses, and sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, we are continuing the A to Z of French herbs. And today's herb is one that the flowers and seeds have been used in cuisine in France, but also is known more for its use as a drug. So sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, and a bit of saucisson maybe, some of that delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, poppies. Poppy flowers in French are pronounced fleur de coquelicot and spelled fleur, F-L-E-U-R-S, de, coquelicot, C-O-Q-U-E-L-I-C-O-T-S. Poppy seeds are pronounced graine de pavot and spelled graine, G-R-A-I-N-E-S, de, pavot, P-A-V-O-T. The flowers and seeds come from the poppy plant whose botanical name is Papaveraceae. The variety Papaver soniferum is used for medical purposes for morphine. Poppies are a herbaceous flowering plant and can grow to a metre tall. Some varieties are monocarpic, which means that the plant dies after flowering. Different species of poppy are native all over the world and can be found naturally in the USA, the Netherlands, China and Iran. Poppy is used to make opium, of course, but the production of opium is done when the plant and the seed pods are still green. For poppy seeds that we use in cuisine, the harvesting is done when the seed pod is dried. Another drug that you might not know comes from the poppy as well is codeine, which is often found in cough medicines. It takes about 3,500 poppy seeds to make just 1 gram of seeds, and 1 to 2 million seeds to make up a pound. The largest producer of poppy seeds in the world is actually Turkey, and it produces around 35% of the world's production. The earliest references to poppy come from the ancient land of Sumer, which was in Lower Mesopotamia. This is around what we would know now as Iraq and Kuwait. Sumerians grew poppy as far back as 3400 BCE for both medicinal and recreational uses. In the Egyptian scrolls that I've mentioned in many times in this series, the Elbus Papyrus from 1550 BCE, poppy seed has been listed as a sedative. The Minoan civilization that used to live in the island of Crete used to cultivate poppies for their seeds, and used a milk made from them with honey to calm crying babies. Greek and Roman physicians would use opium from the poppy plant as a pain reliever and also to induce sleep to relieve pain in the bowels. Poppy was one of the most profitable products transported on the Silk Road across Asia. There was even an opium war in the early 1800s that followed a trade dispute between Great Britain and China. Around the world, the red poppy of the poppy plant is often used as a symbol of remembrance for soldiers who died in the war. This comes from a battle that took part in a field in Flanders in France or Belgium that was filled with the plant and then was featured in a Canadian soldier's poem written in 1915 titled In Flanders Field. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. can check out evergreenpodcast.com for more fabulous podcasts covering history, news, and pop culture, as well as more podcasts that fellow Francophiles will love. Thank you for listening. If you're liking this episode of Fabulously Delicious and you like Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast, then please rate and review the podcast wherever you're listening. This will really help the podcast to get more listeners. So thank you very much. Seeds of the poppy plant have been dried and used in culinary pursuits for thousands of years. Poppy seeds are a rich source of folate, calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, and zinc. Many countries' cuisines throughout Europe, including French, use poppy seeds in their cuisine. Austrian, Croatian, Czech, Danish, German, Hungarian, Lithuanian, Polish, Romanian, Russian, Serbian, Slovak, Slovenian, Turkish, and Ukrainian cuisines widely use poppy seeds. France actually produces a blue poppy seed which has a slightly hazelnut taste and aroma to it. This is often used in France as a garnish for salads, pasta and other dishes to add some colour and crunchy texture to a dish. The blue poppy seed of France is highly regarded due to their local origin and quality. They are called blue poppy seeds due to their coming from the blue flowering poppy plant. In French cuisine, you can add poppy seeds to the tops of bread, muffins, bagels, and most notably in French-made Danish pastries. And often you'll see poppy seeds added to the French classic pastry, the Madeleine. This is one of my favourite ways to use poppy seeds, specifically the French blue poppy seed. And here is my recipe for poppy seed madeleines. The ingredients you'll need: 130 grams of all-purpose baking flour, a teaspoon of baking powder, a pinch of sea salt, 3 eggs at room temperature, 150 grams of caster sugar, 100 grams of unsalted butter, melted, plus extra melted butter for the molds, about 25 grams, I'd say. A teaspoon of vanilla extract, zest of a lemon, the juice of half the lemon, and a teaspoon of poppy seed. The method? Preheat the oven to 190 degrees Celsius. In a bowl, combine the flour, the baking powder, and the sea salt, and set this aside. In a separate bowl, whisk the eggs with a hand mixer while gradually adding the sugar, and increase the speed and whisk for another 3 to 4 minutes until it's thick and pale in colour. Fold in the flour mixture until combined. Add the melted butter, the poppy seeds, the vanilla extract, lemon zest and the juice into the batter and fold again. Brush a madeleine mould with the butter and dust with the flour. This will prevent madeleines from sticking to the mould. Spoon a tablespoon of batter into each mould. Bake until the edges are golden for about 12 minutes. Then place on a cooling rack to cool. You'll also find the flowers from the poppy plants used to make syrups, which are then used as cordial. This is most often found in Provence. If you're growing your own poppy flowers, you can make a syrup at home yourself. Here's my recipe for poppy flower syrup. The ingredients you'll need: 100 grams of poppy petals, 650 mils of filtered water, 600 grams of caster sugar, 2 tablespoons of a local honey. And the method? In a medium-sized pan, we add the water, then bring to the boil and add the petals. Bring this back to the boil and simmer for 10 minutes. Strain and keep the liquid and discard the flowers. Return the liquid into a saucepan, add the sugar and honey and simmer for 15 minutes until the syrup is set. Stop cooking and cool this mixture down. And then once it's cooled, transfer into bottles and keep in the fridge. The syrup can be used as a cordial or as a syrup for a delicious yummy cocktail. You can also make this into a different flower syrup by changing the poppy flowers with whatever flower you have to hand, like lavender, geranium, rose, violet, and even last episode's herb, the dandelion. All make delicious syrups from the same recipe. One of my favourite ways to use poppy seeds is in a French dressing for salads by mixing equal parts of oil, white wine vinegar, honey, salt and pepper, and a little bit of Dijon mustard, plus a teaspoon of poppy seeds. Shake this all to combine, and this is a great dressing for a nice plain garden salad, or just some lettuce and some parsley leaves added on. The seeds can be pressed into an oil as well, and in fact, the oil from the poppy seeds are often used by painters as a binder for paints and other oils. Poppy seeds are also often used as bird seed, and they're usually called moor seeds if they are used for bird feed. Oscar Wilde once said about poppies, "It is in the brain that the poppy is red, that the apple is odorous, that the skylark sings." Would you love to come and cook with me here in Montmorillon? Well, you can, you know. From May until October, I offer fabulous VN residencies. Each residency offers accommodation, a welcome apéro, an all-day cooking class, and so much more. You can stay as long as you like. You can add a range of extras to your stay to make it that perfect French countryside town experience. So come, join me, and check out andrewpryorfabulously.com for more info. That's it for another episode of Season 4 of Fabulously Delicious. How do you use poppies? Do you use the seeds and the flowers, or just the seeds? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at andrewpryorfabulously, or you can email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I love to chat with you all. If you share your recipes for poppies with me, then I'll give them a go and a post on my socials, possibly even my blog, which you can find at andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup, and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.